Robot or not?
Robot or not?
John, listener Kev wrote in with a classic. I was listening back to one of the podcasts that John is on. He made the comment, spiders and other bugs. And that leads me to, are spiders bugs? I know they're not insects, but do tell what makes other bugs, please.
Well, first, I would just like to establish for everyone in all capital letters that bats aren't bugs.
Bats aren't bugs.
It's very important to realize.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, spiders, sorry, they're bugs. They're not insects, but they are absolutely bugs. Yeah, bug encompasses a lot. Bug encompasses tiny electronic listening devices, but it also encompasses spiders. Spiders are absolutely bugs.
See, that's, I find that controversial because I think a lot of people believe that bug is a synonym for insect,
mm-hmm,
and that only insects can be bugs.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, spiders are in there. You don't want them in there. You don't want them crawling around, but they are in fact bugs. One of the few things that manages to get in, because if you think about other things that might aspire to bugdom and don't make it, things like arthropods and stuff, like crabs, lobsters, like, sorry, not bugs. I know you look, you're like an insect of the sea, but you're not a bug, but a spider is.
Well, the counter argument would be that a spider traverses the network in order as malware, whereas a bug is just a mistake in code. Those are totally different. Bug can't be a spider. A spider can't be a bug. A spider can have a bug.
I miss those days. I myself wrote some spiders. They were used to be referred to as spiders.
Yes.
At some point in the dawn of the Google era, crawler took over, and it's so much less interesting.
Yeah, we did the Mac user internet roadmap twice as this thing we did. There was literally a map, like you could unfold it. One of them is being sold somewhere. We saw one being sold for hundreds of dollars. And we're like, what? In the early days, and we actually had Jeff Duncan, who used to be my co-editor for Intertext back in the day. He wrote, and he was a managing editor of Tidbits for a while. He wrote a spider or a crawler in HyperCard. And our first internet roadmap, all the links, everything was actually, every line in the roadmap was literally a hyperlink from one place to another. They weren't just like collected in a cloud. They were all literally had a hyperlink when we compiled the map from one to the other, which means we ended up using Yahoo, which was at Stanford at the time, as the center of it, because it linked. It was like a directory of sites, so we could get through it that way. Those were the days when the internet was small enough you could put it on a map.
Robot or not.